Yes, look, I suppose the start of the year, that was our aim, maybe to try to get promoted again, you know, after we had a decent enough season last year, but just lost out relegation, you know. The aim was to get back up. So look, we put ourselves in a good position now, Mark. We have 4 out of 4. Yet no, we're still probably the two top teams to play, which is Roscommon and Wicklow. So we have to get one victory from either of those games to get promoted in the league final. So hopefully we'll try our best to do it this Sunday against Wicklow at home and put ourselves in the league final if possible, you know.
Yeah, we'll have a chat about Wicklow and maybe Roscommon as well in a second, but I just want to go back to the four games you played so far. Lots of pleasing aspects, I'm sure, but what maybe has been the thing that's pleased you most out of the four games you played?
I suppose the first day out against Tyrone, Mark, you know, we were really in a tough spot. It was the game was level, 1-14 each after 50 odd minutes, and you know, and that last 10 or 15 minutes when it mattered, we really come together and won the game by 10 or 11 points. So we were put in a tight spot up against Tyrone, and it was great and pleasing that we, when it mattered, we went and won the game, you know. And something we didn't do in the McGurk Cup final a couple of weeks before that was see the game out. The pleasing fact since that, we have seen these games out. So say it was a tough day against Tyrone and a good victory. The rest of the games, Mark, we're really comfortable in, you know. We're really comfortable against Tyrone, or Fermanagh, sorry, and scored heavily, you know. And the same against Armagh, you know, 9 or 10 points. And we won by 16 against Louth. So, look, the Tyrone one was a tough one, but we've been very comfortable in all our three games. So I think we'll know more at come Sunday when we get up against the Wicklows and the Roscommons, who's sitting at the top of the table as well, you know.
Just you mentioned the score, and looking at the league table here, you've scored 123 points in the four games so far, which is an average of what, about 30 points give or take per game. That's some shooting.
It is. I look, and it's something we've been working hard on, because we let it down last year. And to be said, even against Fermanagh, Mark, we had something like 16 or 17 wides, and that day we weren't happy. We hurled well, but we just didn't finish it off up front. So that was something we wanted to fix going into Louth, and we did. We scored 320 and against Louth, and majority of that game we had 14 men after we lost Danny Cullen after 25 minutes. So very, very pleasing the way we're scoring up front. You need it in a hurling game now, Mark. You need to be hitting the 22s to 25 points bracket, the one games, and you'll need that again against Wicklow again on Sunday. So look, hopefully our forwards can keep going the way they're going.
That's it. And then you have the flip side as well, only conceded 54 points, which is an average of about 13 a game. The defence needs a bit of credit too.
Yes, look, we've been very, very solid in defence, and even that day against Armagh, you know, it was 1-2 we conceded in the first half, and to hold the team the three scores in a hurling game in 35 minutes, you know, we've been really, really solid in there. And as I say, I do back our defence going fairly well, and that's where you start your attacks off, you know. If you can turn ball over in defence and build from there, that's key for us. And Alexa Donald Farley, Kieran Bradley and Oisin Kelly, very solid in the full back line, along with Luke White, you know, and then the likes of Kevin Keeley, Connor Grady, Ryan Halstead, them in half back line, and Danny Cullen, them. Very, very solid players, and, you know, we've been very, very, very solid in there.
Yeah, lots of positives, obviously, but I'm sure as a management team as well, you'll always find stuff to work on, despite the wins and the good performances. Have there been a few areas you're looking to improve on now, going into the last couple of games of the league?
Yeah, I suppose, look, the one thing, as I said, Mark, was at Armagh game, and it was 17 wides, and looking back against Wicklow last year at home, we hit 16 or 17 wides against them in the Christy Ring, and we were beat by a point. So I just think if we can keep that scoreboard ticking over, we'll create the chances. We have the players there, and, you know, if we get our eye in and keep a high average on the scoring side, we'll not be far away. So that's something we're working hard on, you know, and maybe in defence, just not giving away soft frees and standing up. And as I say, we had one goal last week, like, but keeping goals out is going to be key. This Wicklow team has scored 5 last week and 3 against Tyrone, and they definitely an eye for goal. So somewhere we're going to be really solid as the full back line again, is keeping them out for the 3-pointers, you know.
So this weekend, playing a Wicklow team that have only been beaten once and sitting third in the table, I think it's probably fair to say this Sunday will be maybe the toughest test so far, but it's a good carrot that a win would guarantee us a spot in the league final and promotion to back to Division 2.
Yes, and look, our boys will have to concentrating that, that this is what we're targeting at the start of the year, and we've got a chance now to do that. So we must go out and perform and deliver a performance that can get promoted again, hopefully, you know. As I say, Wicklow's strong team, and, you know, I do think Roscommon beat them the first day out by a point, but I think by all accounts, Wicklow were the better team that day. So I think Wicklow's probably the next best team in it, you know. So if we're looking to get promoted, that's the teams you've got to be beating, Mark. And look, they're a Christy Ring team, and so is Roscommon. So that's the level we're at, and that's the teams we've got to be trying to beat if we're going on the Christy Ring level championship too, you know.
For sure. Talk to us a wee bit about the squad, Mickey. Are you operating at full strength going through the league, and will it be a similar squad taking you into the Christy Ring?
Yeah, it'll be a similar squad now. Whatever we have, we'll begin into the championship, Mark. We have a lot of lads that opted out this year, you know, and different reasons, you know, and a couple of retirements, you know, key players, five or six gone. We've talked about them before, but both the key point was trying to find a few new faces, and we've done that. You know, you've Kieran Bradley, who's got a decent run of starts at fullback, has done well. Donald Farley's been a great find just out of the 20s. You have John Keeley up front, who's still under 20, you know, and still the likes of young Dan Donnelly, maybe, who's carrying injury to come back in. So we've lost three or four, Mark, but we found three or four good young lads, and that's key, you know, to keep the things moving forward. So we've a good balance there now between experience and youth, and hopefully we can keep going the way we're going.
Yeah, and all of this is great preparation, of course, for another tilt at the Christy Ring Cup later in the year, playing against the likes of Roscommon and Wicklow, and maybe, you know, going on to clinch a league title would be an ideal way to head into that competition. So there's big motivation to go on and win this thing.
Yeah, I suppose promotion first, Mark, would be key for us. And we get the league final, of course, you'll want to win it then. But we just need to get a victory now to the last two games and put us in that league final spot. And look, we'd definitely be great to win it. As you say, you're adding in three or four young boys. It'd be great to get them a bit of silverware. And they get great confidence from that. So it'd be great to go up as league champions. But first and foremost, if we can get a promotion spot first and move into the Christy Ring as champions or even promoted, we'll be happy either way, you know. So some tough games ahead in that Christy Ring, you know.
Yeah. Finally, Mickey, this week it was announced that Sean McVeigh is going to be taking up a role as County Hurling Performance Lead, meaning that he'll be leading the delivery of a national strategy to improve the quality, coherence and consistency of player and coach development in Donegal. Sean's a man you know well, a great man to have involved in that capacity, Mickey.
Yes, I suppose I played with Sean and managed him, Mark, and look, he's a great hurling man, and he's a great appointment for the county, you know. And something's badly needed. I think we get a wee academy up and running and get more children involved and get the schools more work done at the schools, you know, and maybe a couple of more of them new clubs have started up, and get Sean involved and getting the right boys in place now, which he will do. But a great appointment, and look, Sean loves his hurling, and he'll put 100% into that, and I think it'll tell its tale in a few years' time if Sean gets heavily involved there. So great appointment, and great to see, and we wish him all the best in it.